This is Vernon Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Also streaming live on HoosierLandTV.com. Each weekday, Party Line brings you conversations with local leaders, community organizations, business owners, elected officials, event organizers, and the people making a difference across Clinton, Boone, Carroll, and surrounding counties. We also want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open throughout the program at 765-659-3338. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Hope you had a great weekend. The weather was kind of awesome. We had those showers that ran through. Those were weird, weren't they? I mean, you would be one place and the sun was shining and it was raining. And then I would go under a cloud, it'd be cloudy and there'd be no rain. It was just fun. Some nice pop-up showers. We do have a chance of showers tomorrow as well.
It was interesting. So. Let's just put it that way. Friday was a lot of fun down at the fairgrounds when that was all going through. Nice heavy lightning and strong winds and
Well, speaking of fairgrounds, we need to get to our guest. I know she's got some work to do this morning, so we'll get to her first, and then we'll have open lines for the second part of Party Line today. Hillary Guffey is joining us again on Party Line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Have you even had a chance to rest up yet?
She has toddlers. Actually, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yesterday was a lot of housework getting caught back up from the week of being gone. But all in all, I'm doing pretty well this morning.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. We thought we'd just do a quick recap because I really felt like this was a great fair.
Yeah, I don't have too many complaints, and I didn't hear too many complaints either. Of course, you're not going to please everyone, but I feel like all in all, it went well. It was hot, but it was dry, and our numbers, after we talked to Paul Huseman from the carnival, were up from last year when we had all the rain. So that's always good to see. We had a good turnout at the Derby. I just felt like all of our events were well perceived. We did have to move the cheerleading competition to Clinton Central, but they sent me some pictures and they had a great turnout. So hoping next year, weather dependent, we can get that back to the fairgrounds, because the last 2 years that just hasn't worked out. So all in all, it was a great week.
Yeah, Mother Nature sometimes has a different idea of what she needs to do versus what our schedule is, doesn't she?
Yes. I know you mentioned the lightning there on Friday, but thank goodness we pretty much had all of the 4-H area cleared out. They had the auction Friday night, but as far as livestock animals and things like that, those were all cleared out, so we didn't have to worry too much about having a lot of people on the grounds for those things. But it was a nice rain. My husband called it $1 million rain for the farmers, so they needed it, and we to tame the dust down a little bit, we needed it around there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, due to the weather, we had to cancel the truck and tractor pulls. So is that anything that will be rescheduled? Because I think people, what they think is you can just reschedule these things. And just doing that would be easy, except the sled is what's the hard part to get, because there's not too many of those. And they get booked up pretty quickly. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We those pulls through the Indiana Polling League. And we have to kind of set those. Actually, those dates are typically set a year in advance, and our fair is lucky enough to get one of those. So to reschedule that is very, very hard. And then you have all the pollers who have already have those dates on their calendars where they are prepping for those. So to add another one just sporadically kind of throws them off, and then to the attendance and things like that would probably be down. So, and that is a very costly event to hold. If we did all the classes and everything, it goes anywhere from about $20,000 to $25,000 just to put that event on. So we just kind of have to put all those things into perspective when we are looking at the weather coming in, because when the Indiana Polling League and when the sled shows up, we have to pay them. So that's why the call was made a little earlier in the day. It ended up being the right call with what came through on Saturday night. But all those things have to be thought about and put in perspective when we're making those calls. It's not just because we don't want to do it or because we don't want to take in the income or anything like that, but just be trying to be fiscally responsible when we're having to pay out.
Well, and it would have been almost impossible to have it anyway. I mean, on Friday night, you guys had there at the fairgrounds almost 2 inches of rain on Friday, and then turn around and had more on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And then, yeah, thank goodness you did go ahead and call it, because you ended up getting almost that much again on Saturday night. So, I mean, it was crazy how much rain just kind of went through the fairgrounds.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like you said, the night before, that plays an impact because that water is kind of just sitting. And we know we need to look at some drainage issues out there and kind of through the middle of the Midway as well. I got some videos on Friday night when that downpour came about those 2 inches of rain where some water was standing pretty deep. So those are things that are on our list. I know, Cindy, we talked earlier in the week of some things to work on, and that is one of them, some drainage right through there in the middle. So we'll work over the next year again and try to get those things to be better for the future.
How is the 4-H building holding up over time? You know, when I go in there, it still seems to be in really good shape. I mean, I can't find any flaws in it, but it has been there for a little bit. How's it holding up?
Overall, it's great. It's really holding together. I feel like it was like 2 or 3 years ago now, we had it painted to help preserve the outside and help it match the aesthetic of the fairgrounds, the green and the white. And then we had two new air conditioning units put in. Time all runs together. A year ago, with the help of the commissioners, and that wasn't cheap. That was a $50,000 project just to keep it temperature controlled. So that all goes into perspective. We did have some restroom issues here this spring with some things backing up. So we put in a clean out where there wasn't one, so that way we can tackle those issues a little bit easier than what had previously been done. But overall, it's really holding up, and it's a great place for people when it is hot to get in, cool off, see the hard work of those 4-H'ers. The fish fry was Saturday night, and they had a good turnout, so just being able to get in out of the elements and have a good place for the community is a great thing that we have.
I think it's another time. It's a good reminder now that folks can actually rent that building. So, and it's pretty easy to do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So, really, we can work with you on any building or even the grandstands if you want to hold a concert or something like that, about getting it rented out. You would just contact the Purdue Extension office at 765-659-6380, extension 1810. And you'll get a hold of Bessie, and she has all the rental information and agreements and things like that. But the 4-H building is typically one of our most popular. Again, it's just temperature controlled. There's tables and chairs there for you. There's a kitchen if you want to add that as well. So with the holidays, it'll be here before we know it. If you don't want to clean your house or have the mess at your house, you can always reach out to us for some pricing and information. And we do have a lot of nonprofits in the area who come and use our facility as well. We have a nonprofit rate for those individuals. So It's there. Utilize it, and we love to talk to you about your event.
And I just have a question, and because I don't know the answer to this. If you rent that building for a wedding or something, is alcohol allowed during that event?
Yes. Okay. There are some extra steps that you have to go through. You have to get some permits and have an on-duty deputy and things like those. But there are some extra steps, but yes, you can have alcohol. Actually, on the fairgrounds, when it's not during the 4-H week, you can have a party in the show arena and have alcohol, but there's just some extra steps and requirements that we need as far as paperwork and some legality things.
Sure. Overall, go ahead, Melanie. No, you have a question. Overall, I feel like it was a pretty good fair. Were there any other things that stood out to you? I know we've started kind of a list, but it seems to be like it was a fairly short list this year. I mean, I even saw Loretta out on a lawnmower one day, and she was doing a little mowing. And so you guys were kicking in wherever you needed to.
Yeah. When you don't have two buildings to put up last minute, it really makes the list a lot shorter. And we worked with, and I haven't given her enough credit, Hannah Daniels with 4-H this week. She's just phenomenal to work with. And Susie Ryan pitches in there, and I know I'm going to forget a couple other big ones, but those two ladies are phenomenal with communicating with us and helping us get some things done to make the area better. We did some extra drainage work back there because last year some of those barns flooded. What we thought was a good idea was actually hindering where the water was going. So we did some improvements back there. But really everything... Now I can say it because the week is over. went extremely smooth. And it is all hands on deck. So you mentioned Loretta out there mowing. We just pitch in wherever we have to make the week go on and make the week as good as we can for the public.
Hillary Guffey from the Clinton County Fair Council is our guest on Party Line.
All I want to know is, did you enjoy your ride?
Yes. Thank you for setting that up. That was, I got a ride in the back of the start gate truck for Wednesday night's harness racing, the first race. And yeah, it was wonderful. I took a video and I've watched it a couple times because just having the horses like right there and you can hear the jockeys talking and it was just a very cool experience. So thank you, Melissa, for setting that up.
No problem.
You mentioned the new buildings back there on the southeast corner of the fairgrounds.
Yep.
I didn't hear any complaints. Everything seemed to go. I saw people using the wash rack and everything. Now that those are up, because it's kind of what I would call finished, everything worked okay out there and no problems out there with the new buildings at all?
Yeah, no, nothing major. We did add some speakers this year out there. And like I said, we added some drainage to help the water get away when it did rain there at the end of the week. Looking in the future, possibly putting some sunshades over the wash rack and then over the north end into the show arena, just because our livestock stands out there, whether they're getting washed or rinsed or whatever, or they're prepping to go into the show arena. It just gets really, really hot out there standing in the sun. So adding some sunshades where we can put those up and then take them down in the winter months, that's probably on the to-do list here before next year, but I'm hoping I can reach out to some community partners and maybe get those sponsored or, you know, see what we can do.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're at work, but we just wanted to call in and kind of get an update on how you felt like the fair went. I thought it was a great fair this year. If Mother Nature could have just turned the heat down a few degrees, I would say it was darn near perfect. But that had to be good for the Rossville Lions Club and those folks that sold ice cream.
Yes, for sure. There was always a long line there, or they didn't sit empty very long, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Hillary, we appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. You guys did a great job. I know it's all hands on deck and there's not a lot of you. So again, if you're interested in maybe talking to these folks and maybe thinking about going on the Fair Council, how can they get a hold of you?
You can message us on our Facebook page, Clinton County Fairgrounds and Rentals, or you can email at ClintonCoFair1701@gmail.com. And Cindy, really quick, I just want to thank the Clinton County Sheriff's Department. They are actually out there again this morning continuing and finishing up some cleanup for us and their partnership. Without that, we honestly could not do what we do all week. So Just a big shout out to them. The Frankfort Highway Department, the Frankfort Police Department helped us with our parade. Clinton County EMA and Renee Crick, she kept us updated if there was any weather or lightning in the area. She kept us updated on that, and they let us use their facilities for the week to store some of our things. I hate not having a list in front of me because I know I'm forgetting some people. Our building sponsors, the Scott D. Walker Memorial Foundation, they sponsor our show arena. Premier Crop Insurance sponsors our 4-H building, and then FBI also sponsors the South Open-Sided building. So without those people, we couldn't do what we do and have an event like we do for the community. So we appreciate their partnership.
Well, you all did a wonderful job, and I totally understand. We appreciate those people as well. Again, the fair is one of those things that so many people attend. It's nice that we have folks that really put some thought behind it, and we know you guys do. So thank you so much for putting on another wonderful fair.
Well, thank you, and thank you, ladies, for being out there every day and your continued partnership as well.
Oh, we appreciate it, too. Thank you. Good luck with school.
Thank you. I'm so sorry you have to be at work today. You don't even get a chance to be off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm switching gears pretty quick, but that's all right. You guys know me. I like to stay busy, and so here we are, now to switch to school.
That's right. All right. Well, have a great day. Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hillary Guffey with the Clinton County Fair Council calling in this morning just to kind of give us a little wrap from the fair today. We did have guests scheduled. Unfortunately, they had to call off today.
Oh,
so
he was so bummed because Sean Reeves was supposed to be our guest today. He is the executive director of the Boone County Chamber. He is down in New Orleans, and I'm really surprised that Shan is not there as well. Because it is a big, like, nationwide chamber
event,
conference type thing for executive directors. And in New Orleans, Louisiana, Shan's
hot down
home.
There. Yes.
You know, it's like, sorry, Shan. But but anyway, his conference, his first meeting got changed a little bit, so he wasn't able to call. He wanted to call so bad, but
sure,
he wasn't able to, but two things he wanted to focus on was mainly their fair is coming up, not this week, but the next week. Boone County Fair starts.
Close to State Fair then, aren't they?
Pretty much it runs into State Fair. Mm. And unfortunately, they moved their fair back a little bit because it was always the week after ours. So they kind of moved it back a week. But now I think that's going to push it on the kids as far as being able to get done showing there and then head straight to State Fair and show. I mean, some kids may even have to skip the county fair just to show. So it's the State Fair aggravates me, but that's side point. It's like they keep moving it up, and I get it because school starts so early and
yeah.
You know, these kids have to take off from school in order to be able to show. Some schools aren't happy about that. We're very lucky. Our schools are very forgiving on that because mm-hmm. they look at it as that's their livelihood. You know, for some of the kids, that's their family livelihood.
Well, so. And there was a young gentleman that I had scheduled for Party Line out the fair one day, and he wasn't able to come because he actually judges county fair shows, livestock mm-hmm. shows, pigs in particular. And I wanted to get him on because I thought it became full circle. A young man that had been in 4-H for 10 years and then now is actually out judging.
Yeah.
And of course you have to start at smaller shows and you have to get so many in and start mm-hmm. getting your name out there. And so he's been judging out in Oklahoma and Illinois and Iowa and some of these other locations, Michigan, because that was where he was coming in from and it just didn't work out. But I just think it really does become, for some folks, then, like you're saying, their career. And that's Garrett Jews is who I'm referring to. And he was a 10-year 4-H'er, and then he was really into livestock judging. And that's what he wants to do, is continue to go around and judge livestock shows. And so he's making a living doing that. And then what he does when there's not shows going on is he helps mentor young 4-H'ers on how to show your livestock appropriately, what folks look for in the ring, you know, what is. So he's actually out there trying to guide young 4-H'ers as well.
Right.
And he raised livestock. He raised pigs and sold pigs even when he was in high school. And so they sold and he showed his own. And so I just think that's really cool how we are lucky in this community that we have 4-H'ers and FFA members that this does become their career, their livelihood.
They're SAE ends up being their what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So, and the cool part that they get the life skills and the leadership skills and everything through both organizations. And in it, they, everybody always say, well, they're separate organizations. Well, yes, they are, but yet they're not. They mirror each other so much. They go hand in hand. They work hand in hand. There are actually judging competitions where they can judge either way. They can either judge 4-H or FFA at the same contest. The questions, you know, the actual layout of the contest is a little bit different, but it's still pretty cool. I mean, my kids did both. A lot of times they judge both ways, so they just get so much out of it.
Yeah, I do want to give some kudos to Melissa Jacobs, too, who has been helping get things posted on Clinton, Carroll, and BooneCountyDailyNews.com. She's done a phenomenal job because she's been getting things from Melissa and myself, just random stuff. Okay, from what show and what's going on.
And Kyle even set up Kyle has a...
You tell he's a teacher.
Like a Gmail share thing. And she was having to go in there and pull stuff too. So
yeah, so you might see some final things going up early this week as we kind of finish up from the fair last week. We've been trying to get as many of the kids covered as we can, and I did get through the building. And so I don't know if she got those projects up last week or not. I don't think so, but hopefully she'll get, so you can see some of the building projects that the kids did. Because once again, holy cow, some of the things that our young people can do.
Yeah.
I'm like, really impressed.
Shout out to everybody here at the station that was holding down the fort, because you were running back and forth. I was staying primarily at the fair.
But you were double dutying, being grandma and
and I got the opportunity to be grandma for part of it too. So that made it nice, because normally I don't get that opportunity. So it was nice this year to be able to do that as well.
Now, one thing we do need to remind you of is that the fair is over. We know that. And coming up this weekend is the hot dog festival.
Yeah,
so we're
going
to talk a little bit about, we go one right from one to the next. We're going to talk about the hot dog festival coming up. But before we get that, I will be broadcasting live coming up on Thursday evening with our friends at United Way, because it is the back to school waddle. All right. It's an evening of community fun and resources. This is to get our students ready for school. Here are some of the things that you can look forward to. There's that big backpack giveaway.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave away, I think last year, didn't they up it to like 600 backpacks?
650, I thought. Something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it's a lot. So they'll be giving away backpacks again. They're also doing the Wacky Quacky Duck Derby, the Bomba Sock giveaway. They will be offering $10 sports physicals, school vaccine information, back to school pictures, food and games, resource booths, and more. I will be broadcasting live from 5 o'clock until 7. The event is from 5 until 8. It's at TPA Park in Frankfort. And so please come out and join us for the back to school waddle. Again, that's coming up on Thursday. I will be broadcasting live. And then I will be broadcasting live Friday as we get out to the hot dog festival. So I'm really looking forward to the hot dog festival as well in this weekend. So we have lots of information on the hot dog festival that we'll be sharing with you probably in the next half hour, some of it, excuse me. So we'll be sharing some of that with you today, because Kim Stevens is going to be on. I don't want to take her thunder. I think she's on tomorrow?
She's on tomorrow.
So I don't want to really steal her thunder. We just want to let you folks know so you can kind of get it on your calendar, start planning for the weekend. This is our one big, we have a couple of big festivals. I guess we have Raisas. We've got this. We had the 4th of July. It's another one of our bigger festivals. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a big festival that we do here in Frankfort. It really brings in a lot of people. When we were talking at our meeting the other night, I was surprised when they go around and ask people, oh, where are you from or whatever. There's people that come in from out of state. I think the idea of a hot dog festival intrigues some people. And so they do come in from, you know, kind of all over, I'll say. And so this is a good chance for us to highlight our community and everything we do here. And so Kim Stevens, of course, with Main Street, will tell us more about that. She's the one that kind of heads all of this up. She's done a phenomenal job getting ready for the hot dog festival. She's very, or you should see her binder. She's very organized, but it is a very thick binder. And then don't forget, it's Friday and Saturday, the hot dog festival. It starts at what, noon? No, opening ceremonies are at 11 o'clock on Friday. Uh-huh. So you can go get your lunch down there coming up on Friday, but it's Friday afternoon. There's bands Friday evening, then Saturday all day, bands Saturday evening, and then Sunday is the church service, and that's at 2 o'clock, I believe. Let me check my handy-dandy sheet here.
Check your sheet.
Yes, it's at 2 o'clock, the community worship service. That's at the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. And so you can go to your own church if you would like to that morning and join us then. Or maybe you would just want to come out and join us. We'd be happy to have you on Sunday for the church service. So lots and lots of things happening. When Kim was talking about it the other night, she's not going to brag on herself, but I can tell you, she has something scheduled to start like literally every half hour through the whole festival. I'm like, holy cow. Because I mean, she wants people to come and have things to do and see and food. And there's hot dog booths and vendors. And we were talking about some of the we have photos. The Main Street Board has photos. People submit sometimes photos of what they're going to serve. So we have had a pre-look at some of the hot dogs that are going to be served. You don't want to miss it. I know you're thinking it's just a hot dog, but not the way they fix it. It's more than a hot dog. So lots to do. Lots of fun things happening.
It's a gourmet dog.
Yes. Okay, thank you. It's kind of a gourmet dog. So, anyway. I didn't know how to say that, I guess. But yes, a gourmet dog.
It's for connoisseurs.
Yes, a hot dog connoisseur. If you're one of those hot dog connoisseurs. This is your festival. So, I'm going to have a hot dog at the hot dog festival. So.
Not saying a word. I'm not saying a word.
She will support me.
Yes, I support you and everything.
Also, and this is one of the things that Mel has looked forward to. You know, the silent auction for United Way is coming up as well. Okay, so that is, oh my gosh, is that today and tomorrow? It's today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you been looking online yet? Have you had a chance to go online and look?
We just got done with fair.
I know. That's why. Okay, so I know what she's going to be doing in her office here in a little bit. Okay, so Clinton County United Way is having their silent auction. There are some really amazing items on there. Experiences, gift baskets, and services, and a whole lot more. Every bid makes a difference. And here's the thing with the silent auction. If you find something you want, you need to be prepared when the time comes.
Yeah.
You got to click
quickly. That last second. Yeah.
And so
you better have a fast mouse.
It's an online auction. You do have to scan the QR code or go to the link below. And if you need that QR code, you can always check with us after the show here. We can get that to you. But this is the one Mel looks forward to every year.
It's a lot of fun. I get beat. I constantly get beat.
She tries,
but it
though.
Is so much fun.
It is fun.
And it's fun to run people up anyway. It's a good cause. It's a good cause. If I get stuck with it, I get stuck with it. But it's a lot of
That's
fun
okay.
to run people
it
up.
It is.
Yeah.
It is for a good cause. So anyway, the silent auction is today and tomorrow. Bidding closes, by the way. Here's the information you really need to have. Bidding closes at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So you need to go online today, check everything out, and then
see what you want.
See what you want.
Write down the number of the item.
Write down the number, and then bidding closes at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
And I can tell you who else will be there at 3:59 in 30 seconds. Anita, yeah.
And Corey probably will, too.
Corey just sits back and laughs at the two of us. That's what's funny.
So, yes, today and tomorrow is the silent auction, so I definitely wanted to mention that. A couple of other things. You know what? Let's save this stuff for our next half since our guest didn't show up today, and then we'll have open lines. If you want to call and talk about anything, we would love to hear from you. I know there's been some things happening in our country and around the world that are a little interesting.
Or even if you just want to talk about being out at fair yourself, who cares?
Yeah, you know? Talk about that. You can talk about what you think is happening in our country and around the world. We'd love to talk about that as well. So
talk about the fever games. Hey, I'm up for
Oh,
it.
My gosh. How about the fever?
Yeah, well, we'll discuss that. Let's go ahead and get to a break. And then,
all right. And then,
we will
discuss
the fever when we come back.
That and FIFA is over.
Yes.
So
thank God.
Spain won. Yeah. But did you see Shakira's performance?
Yes.
She's got it going
that made,
on.
That made the whole
She's
whole thing.
She's got it going on.
I'm not into soccer, you know. Whoever is, you know, more power to you. I'm just not into it.
Right.
But yeah, I loved the shows.
There you go. I was going to say for me
I loved the shows.
I can watch it. It's okay. It's not my favorite sport to watch.
And there were lots of shows, you know, at the different stadiums, you know, all over the world, because this is something that's played all over the world. And then it kind of, the U.S. ended up being the like the home place for it for the finals. So it was like it was interesting. But yeah, Shakira's performance.
Did you see that Norway brought food in, shipped food in to their team because they realized that American food is so unhealthy and we still allow like things in our food like red dye and things like that other countries don't allow. And so they shipped in their own food. And I forget how many pounds of salmon and all of these things.
They weren't the only ones.
Yes. Yeah. And then you see photos and videos of folks that were like, oh, food here in America is great.
You know, there's a reason why Italian people can eat as much pasta as they want and not put on a pound.
That's correct. It's a different flour.
And they're healthy.
It's so a different flour.
Maybe we need to be looking at some things.
I think we do, too. I agree that we need to look at some things and look at some of our processes. I don't know if we need all the dyes.
We need to remove some of the processes.
Yes. Yep. Get back to what our ancestors used to do a little right? I mean, so anyway, okay, excellent. We'll come back and we will take open lines at 659-3338. If you have a question or a comment, we would love to hear from you. So join us back here for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.